And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Pain in Mrs. Two Hills' Window. Well, Sparky was getting rather edgy, as I recall. Edgy because he had not yet received the tickets that Yuki promised to send him. You see, our friend Yuki Butcher had made a trip to Florida and got a tryout with the Cincinnati Reds baseball team, and it looks like he's going to make the team. At least he promised Sparky that he would send us tickets to the opening day. Well, here it is Thursday. Opening day game is next Monday, and that's plenty of time for the tickets still to get here, but Sparky's a little excited about it. Meantime, I have plans of my own, so come join us in the little house all the way up the next block.
What are you putting your sweater on for, Big John? How come you got your old hat on? What for? I mean, are you going fishing?
Fishing? Now, what in the world makes you think I'm going fishing?
Well, that's when you wear that hat. Every time you go fishing, you wear that old hat. Aren't you going fishing?
No, I'm just going out in the backyard working the garden.
Oh. Hey, can I help you?
Sure. How come you want to work in the garden, though? You never want to do anything like that before.
Oh, I don't know. I just want to get my mind off those baseball tickets Yuki said he was going to send us.
Oh, Sparky, for goodness sakes, will you forget about those tickets? They'll get here sooner or later.
Well, it better be sooner, because if they get here later, we won't be able to go to see the Cincinnati Reds' first game of the season.
Well, just stop worrying. They'll get here. Thank goodness it's only Thursday. The opening day isn't until Monday.
Well, I just wish they'd get here so I'd know for sure that we're going to get to see the opening game.
Well, maybe if you'd stop thinking about it, the mailman would deliver the tickets. Anyway, I'm going outside and work on those rose bushes out in the front of the house.
Oh, I'm coming along with you, Big John. Where till I get my little shovel and garden tools?
Okay, well, look, you better put on your sweater, too. Go get your sweater, and I'll be outside a while, okay?
Well, here I am, Big John. Are you working on your rose bushes yet? Hey. Hey, Big John, where are you?
I'm over here, Sparky, over on the other side of the house. Over here in the Boskins' driveway.
Oh, I see you.
That's all right. I'm just coming around here anyway. Well, you all ready to go to... Hey, what in the world's the idea of that?
What in the world's the idea of what?
Well, what you have in your hands. I don't know how you expect to work in the garden with me with those two baseball gloves and that ball.
Oh, I changed my mind about working in the garden with you.
I kind of figured you would. Well, what's the idea of the baseball gloves and the ball? Are you going up to the Cheviot Fieldhouse ball ground, play a little baseball, are you?
No. I'm going to stay right here. I thought maybe you'd like to just toss a few.
Well, I told you I wanted to work in my garden, Sparky.
Oh, now, Big John, come on. You can take out a little time and have a little game of toss. Here's a glove, Big John. Come on, move back a little bit. We'll toss a few.
Well, okay, but just a few minutes, because I do want to get some work done here in the garden today now. You understand that? Just a few minutes.
Okay. Here it comes. Catch.
Hey, ouch. Not so fast. That stings. Where are you getting all that power there?
Big John, I didn't throw that one very hard. Come on, groove one down the old alley. Come on, Big John. Put it right in there, boy.
All right, you asked for it. Here comes the windup, and here's the pitch, and here it comes.
Hey. Is that all the harder you can throw that ball? Man, I caught that with one hand.
Well, look, just because you can catch a ball with one hand, that doesn't mean you're a good ball player. If you'll notice, the good big leaguers like Stan Musial or Mickey Mantle or Roy McMillan, any of those good stars, they all use two hands when they catch the ball.
Nah, not when it's a real easy one.
Yeah, but all the time, Sparky, you can catch a ball much better when you use both hands. I'll throw the ball here, and I'll show you the proper way to catch it. Come on, get it up here.
Okay, here comes my curveball. Now, listen, watch this. It's going to be tricky. Here it comes.
Whoops. Oh, I sort of dropped it there. What's the matter with these gloves? You got some kind of a grease in this glove or something, haven't you, Sparky? What are you doing, pitching
well,
a curveball?
Well, now, don't go blaming it on the glove, Big John. You just plain ordinary everyday muff, that one.
I did not. Just plain ordinary everyday slipped out of my glove. And you had a bad throw on top of that. It was low and on the outside. Man, I had a stretch way out to even touch there.
Oh, Big John. Now, look, what's the matter with you? That was right down the middle.
Right down the middle? Boy, I'd sure like to know what you would consider a wild throw. Look, I'll throw you one just like you just threw to me, and let's see if you can catch it. Here. Come on, catch this one. Here.
That's going over my head, but I'll get it. Got it. Hey, did you see me snag that one, Big John? Jumped up in the air, stuck out my glove, and snagged it.
pure luck. Anybody can make a catch like that just being plain lucky, and that's what you were, just plain lucky.
What's the matter, Big John? Can't you catch the little ball? Here, Big John, I'll throw you a nice, itsy-bitsy little pop fly. Underhand. Catch it.
All right, wise guy. Don't try to act smart. You think I can't catch that simple little fly ball just one...
What's the matter, Big John? The ball's laying on the ground right next to you. How'd you fall? Did you step on your own foot?
I did not. The sun got in my eyes. I lost my balance and stumbled, that's all. Now, if I had on eyeglasses like the big league outfielders wear, I'd have caught that ball. It's the sun that got in my eyes. Just blinded me.
I don't know how that's possible. The sun's behind you.
Huh? Oh. Well, it was the reflection of the sun on the side windows of Mrs. Two Hills' house. Okay, Sparky, now catch this one. I'll throw you a curveball. Gonna make this curveball, just want you to watch this now. Gonna make this curveball drop in toward the batter, see? If he's right-handed, that is. Okay, here it comes.
What was that supposed to do?
Well, it curved, and then it dropped down to your left. Didn't you see it?
Ah, Big John, it came at me straight as a wash line. That ball didn't curve.
It didn't? Well, I guess I'm a little out of practice. It's been quite a while since I pitched for the old Miller Drugstore Wildcats. Okay, throw it back here, Sparky.
Well, howdy, fellas. Getting ready for the baseball season, are you there? Hi, Sparky.
Oh, hi, Mayor. Hey, I didn't see you coming up the street.
Yeah, hi, Mayor. I didn't see you either.
Here, give me that glove there, lad, and let me show Buster how to throw some fancy outshoots and inshoots and curves and stuff like that there. I'll show you how
it's done. Sure, Mayor, here you are.
Yeah.
Big John was trying to show me the kind of curves he throws. The balls he threw sure didn't curve.
Well, yeah, you just take a look at this, lad. Okay, Buster, you set over there?
Yeah, ready to take anything you got.
All right, well, get ready for an in-shoot and out-shoot.
Right.
Now watch me now, lad, the way I wind up. You see, the trick is to kick your foot way up in the air like this. Oh, what happened? Who pulled my feet out from under me like that? Oh, my aching back. Oh.
You sort of fell down when you tried to kick your foot high in the air like that.
Oh, where did I get up on my feet? Oh. Oh. Now, I'll show you how I pitched when I was in the big leagues. I didn't throw none of them there fancy curves and stuff because when I was playing professional ball, I just depended on my pinpoint control and overpowering speed. My aching back. All right, get ready, Big John. Watch this. Here she comes. There you are. Did you ever see a more... blind and speedy fastball, lad. Hardly seen that ball, I bet, did you, lad? Went really tearing down there.
Boy, it can look
very
fast to me, Mayor.
Huh?
Why, Maxie Finster, when he pitches on our team, he can throw a ball a lot faster than that.
Eh-heh. Oh, is that so? Well, lad, my speed is deceiving. See, that ball traveled faster than you think. I'd make them travel so fast they just look like they're going slow. That's what's deceiving about them. I tell you what, you pick up your bat there, lad, and go on down by Big John... And let me pitch a few to you, and we'll see how you can do batting here.
You don't want me to swing at him, do you?
Sure, I want you to swing, of course. Just swing whenever I pitch to you. I just belt into
here?
It.
In our front yard? You kidding? Why, there are houses with windows all around here.
Don't worry, you're not going to hit any houses, lad. You're not even going to see the ball when I fire it past you. Wait till I back up here a little bit. Get behind him there, Big John. Hope you got lots of padding in your glove. I'll probably sting your right hand off.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all set, Mayor. Fire away.
All right. Here she comes. What's the matter, lad? Why don't you swing? Couldn't you see the ball? What do you think of them apples, lad? It's a good fastball, isn't it?
Oh, Mayor, that ball was hardly moving when it came in here. Well, the reason I didn't swing was because I was afraid I'd knock it right through the front of Big John's house.
Oh, is that so? Well, here, try another one. Now, swing at this one, lad. You won't even come near it. You'll miss it by 50 miles. Come on now, don't forget, swing. Here she comes.
Okay, Mayor, you asked for it.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's the first broken window of the baseball season, and it's right in front of Mrs. Two Hill's house. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, I guess I should have stuck to my gardening, which is what I wanted to do in the first place. Had to show off, had to play baseball, and of course the mayor getting in the act didn't help any either. Well, I see there's no one hurt at the Two Hill house. Mrs. Two Hill is looking out through her broken window, and she's motioning for me, so I'll go in my house and get my checkbook and pay her a little visit. Oh, boy. I'll see you later, kids.